How to say you're sorry.
Nobody likes saying sorry. Why? Because it means you have to admit you did something wrong. But apologizing is even harder when you have to do it on national TV. Here are three high-profile figures who decided to make a public apology and another who decided not to.
Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner is a former member of the United States Congress. In 2011, he was accused of sending women suggestive images of himself via Twitter. At first, Weiner denied the accusations, but he eventually came clean and called a press conference. On live TV, Weiner said, "I apologize to the many members of the media that I misled, and I apologize first and foremost to my wife and to my family."
King Juan Carlos of Spain. Even royals have to say sorry sometimes. In April 2012, King Carlos of Spain apologized to the entire Spanish nation. What for? Well, newspapers discovered that the king had been on a luxurious elephant hunting holiday in Botswana. News of the safari leaked to the press because the king injured his hip on the trip. Spaniards were angry that their king had been on an expensive vacation while the country was struggling with 25% unemployment. So, as he left hospital, Juan Carlos apologized to waiting cameras. "I'm very sorry. I made a mistake. It won't happen again," he said.
David Cameron. British Prime Minister David Cameron was recently on a state trip to India, and many were wondering whether he would apologize for the Amritsar massacre. In April 1919, British troops fired on a crowd of unarmed Indians in Amritsar, killing up to 1,000. At the time, India was part of the British Empire. No British Prime Minister has ever apologized for the slaughter, and Cameron was no exception. But he did write in the Memorial Site Visitor's Book that this was a deeply shameful event in British history.
Julia Gillard. Sometimes politicians actually do apologize. In March 2013, Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard said sorry for Australia's policy of forced adoptions. Between 1955 and 1975, the Australian government forced many young and unmarried mothers to put their babies up for adoption because they didn't think the women were capable of raising the children by themselves. "To you, the mothers who were betrayed by a system that gave you no choice and subjected you to manipulation, mistreatment, and malpractice, we apologize. For the loss, the grief, the disempowerment, the stigmatization, and the guilt, we say sorry." Gillard made the apology to a crowd of 1,000 people, including many of the affected mothers, and she received a standing ovation. Maybe a few politicians can learn from Julia.